You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Greetings and welcome to Hello Pine Knob, the official podcast for Pine Knob's 50th anniversary. I'm Gary Graff, and throughout the season, we're celebrating by taking a look at Pine Knob's present, and especially its past, revisiting some of the most important events in the theater's history, and talking with some of the folks who made it. After 50 years and more than 3,100 events, there's more than we'll be able to jam into these episodes, but hey, that's why there's a next season. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the return of the Pine Knob name, and looking back at the very first show with David Cassidy. The big news this year, of course, is that it's the Pine Knob Music Theater again after 20 years as the DTE Energy Music Theater. Joining me right now is Howard Handler, 313 Presents, to talk about how this happened.
Welcome. Happy to have you here. And it's great to be at a place saying I'm going to Pine Knob tonight. And how do you feel it's been going?
It's just fantastic, man. It just feels so right. We worked very hard to set the wheels in motion to bring Pine Knob back to the community, and the response has just been overwhelming. Everybody's pretty jazzed.
What is that connection you think exists between the people who are coming here to Pine Knob and the Pine Knob name?
I think that we all associate Pine Knob with some of the most legendary good times that we've all had, coming of age, seeing artists that you just absolutely, you know, care for, are passionate about, memorable times with friends. And I think that the Pine Knob name always meant something to people. You know, DTE was a terrific partner. They carried on the tradition. But by changing the name, what we learned is it kind of took something away from people. And the artists themselves, they always speak the truth. And they're the ones that get up on stage. And it's where the name of the podcast comes from. Hello, Pine Knob. Unabashed, unapologetic. That really resonated with us. And, you know, I think you know this. It's also very personal for me. I was a ranger in the summer of 78. My sister Missy got me a job. She was an usher. And, you know, some of our friends were working at the venue. And honestly, it was my first job in show business. I felt like I died and went to heaven, that I could work around this venue, all these different artists. And I remember the shows from back in that summer. And I think that's how so many Detroiters and so many people who grew up in this area and who still live here feel about the venue. It's very personal.
Have to manhandle people ever and drag them out because they were misbehaving?
Not hardly. I was probably the least intimidating and least effective security guard. I did have that big flashlight that the Rangers used to carry. But for the higher risk shows, you know, for Big J. Giles band show or a Bob Seger run, we had the Rust Never Sleeps tour come through for a handful of nights during that summer. They would put me backstage because they didn't want me to get trampled or killed. I mean, I actually even got pushed over. We tried to build like a wall between a bunch of fans and Engelbert Humperdinck's limousine, and somebody figured that they could break through with me. So I got the job, but it was, you know, my destiny was not to be in security.
As we look forward to more years of Pine Knob as Pine Knob, what can we anticipate?
We're going to book the very best talent that's touring every single summer, no matter what. And on some levels, that's just the foundation. You know, that's what people expect. What's interesting about Pine Knob is it was the very first of the big amphitheaters that programmed pop and rock and country and hip hop and R&B and all that, but it's not the biggest anymore. There's a bunch of amphitheaters that are bigger. I think that we'll continue to add features and different experiences to the venue to continue to march ahead into the future. There's interesting technology. We experimented with a cool audio technology last year called Mix Halo. So I think that there's a lot of latitude to make it this must-visit destination for music lovers and people that just like to get a great show under the stars every summer. So we're going to keep working hard to challenge ourselves.
Well, we will look forward to all of that. Howard Handler from 313 Presents, thanks for spending a little time with us. We're going to go talk about that very first show now, David Cassidy, which I know you weren't at, but still felt the spirit of.
Well, I was one of those kids on Friday nights who had my pajamas on that was watching the Partridge Family and Batman. I think Batman was also on Friday nights. So I was a big David Cassidy fan, even though I wasn't old enough to actually go to a real concert by that point.
Well, you will get something out of this. Thank you again for being with us.
Our thanks to Howard Handler for his time today. That's it for this episode of Hello Pine Knob. You can catch other episodes wherever you get your podcasts, including Odyssey.com and via 313presents.com. For more information about Pine Knob's 50th anniversary season, brought to us by United Wholesale Mortgage, Trinity Health, and Ally, and all of 313 Presents events, visit 313presents.com. I'm Gary Graff. Thanks for listening.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.